Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Okay, what about resisting conspiracy theories?
Yeah, this is one that I still get emails all the time on. You know, this idea that disciples have lied about this, and this, the group that would have to lie would be pretty large. It wouldn't be bigger than the 12, because you know you have 500 that saw Jesus all in one day. We have people in the upper room in Acts 1, the large group from which they replaced Judas with Matthias. So we have a lot of people who'd be lying about the resurrection in order to pull this off. And so the question becomes, well, what is the nature of? I've worked so many conspiracies. The question really is, what are the attributes of successful conspiracies? Well, there are five attributes. You know, you got to have a low number of people involved. You have to have a short period of time in which you're trying to hold the conspiracy. You have to have, you know, excellent communication between co-conspirators so they can see if one gets stopped and questioned, what's the other guy going to say? And then you have to have, you know, hopefully good, strong family relationships and no pressure. So if you've got those five things in place, you can probably pull off a conspiracy. The problem is that the idea that the Christian conspiracy is reasonable is ridiculous given the huge number of people, the long period which they have to hold the conspiracy, the incredible pressure they were under, with no ability to communicate quickly between, you know, different regions of the empire in the first century. I mean, it's just, you know, you can make that kind of a claim, but unless you've worked conspiracies, you don't realize how ridiculous the claim is. But once you've looked at what is required of a successful conspiracy, I think it helps you to kind of sort out just how crazy that claim is.
Yeah, because they went to all regions of the world at that point, and they were they weren't texting each other, trying to keep each other abreast of what was being said and who just ran into who. And if you get questioned about this, say that.
Right.
And they were all sticking to their...
We break conspiracies. We just we deconstruct those five things that are important. Mm-hmm. We know those are the five ways you pull it off. So we just deconstruct those as detectives to get to the truth. And you know, and by the way, we didn't invent this in 2016. This has been happening for thousands of years. This is how you deconstruct. And I'm sure when they were tortured, as they were, many of them were, and as they were murdered and martyred, as many of them were, that these same set of processes were being attempted. And here's what we don't have. You have not a single piece of evidence from antiquity, not a single non-Christian document or Christian document that ever describes any of the 12 ever recanting their story. Now think about that. If you want to end this in the first century, here's how you do it. You get the body of Jesus and you drag it around town, or you get the 12 to recant, anyone to recant. We don't have a single recanting story.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah, because people...
that's the way you would end it quickly.
And nobody did that.
Exactly.
Nobody did that.
Right.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.